Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus launched from the North Pole 14 hours ago, and since then he has delivered to nearly half the world. We have word right now that Santa is in Perth, Australia, delivering to an area he missed just a few hours back. That gives us an opportunity to check in with other sectors to see what is going on. Let's check in first with Elf Alpine, holding forth from Mistletoe, Kentucky, for Sector 5 for North and Central America. Al, what is the latest there?
Frank, it's late afternoon in our furthest east areas, far northern Canada to the east and out west in Hawaii, where it's still the morning of Christmas Eve. We can report robust tracker activity sector-wide. With Santa coming in the next 10 to 12 hours, we feel he will have outstanding information from our tracker elves here who want him to be able to deliver safely and efficiently.
Great, Al. Let's check in with Elf Yule C in Sector 4 for an update in South America and Greenland. Yule?
It is evening of Christmas Eve in the far northern reaches of Greenland, while South America is enjoying a warm evening as Christmas Eve festivities will be peaking over the next several hours. Based on how Santa is trending with the 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. arrival in areas of the Far East, folks here are anxiously awaiting a bedtime advisory to see if they will need to go to bed early, Frank. South Americans are famous for their late-night Christmas Eve celebrations, so we are curious to see how this all pans out.
Us too, Yule. Let's head to Flight Command now to ask a few questions of our flight analysts. Gentlemen, you both were dubious of Santa's use of a 50-year-old sleigh. Now that Santa has covered so much ground, how do you see the rest of his ride going? Elf Wilbur Bowen, we'll start with you.
Santa knows what he's doing, Frank. He's ahead of even last year's record pace, so I won't say anything more about that. At this point, I'm wondering how the old materials of that sleigh will continue to hold up. If it does, I guess we'll see another record flight tonight when it's all said and done.
Okay, fair enough. And you, Elf Harvey Bullitt?
That sleigh is old, but those reindeer are older, Frank. That's where my concern is right now. The sleigh is heavier. It doesn't fly as fast, so the reindeer have to be laboring a lot more than they're used to. I'm worried about them.
Okay, gentlemen, we'll continue to track Santa and see what you think as his flights continues. From the North Pole, where we think Santa's doing just fine, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.